and also my sofa guest as well. Originally from Greece, now made his home in Winosh. He's with us in the studio, Lucas Castronis. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We were practicing that one beforehand, and I thought, yeah, Castronis.
Castronis.
Okay, which is a Greek name?
It is indeed.
Yeah, okay. How did you come to settle and make your home and career here in Berkshire then?
Well, first I came for career. Just I came for holidays.
Uh-huh.
Then I met some people like you. Nice people around. I stay and I continue my fun.
Yeah.
So my career came again for out of fun by having practicing a type of martial arts called Wing Chun. And when you that becoming a part of me, I decided to start make some friends uh-huh. with stay with me up to date. Beautiful people, professional people, and we find as a hobby.
So Wing Chun, is that like Kung Fu?
It is a part of the family of Kung Fu, yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Wing Chun not literally means eternal spring, forever young.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I need some of that. I need to feel forever young. I tell you what, have you even got any oil with you, have you?
Oil,
yeah.
What for?
For the chair.
Okay.
Can you
hear sound?
Yeah,
it's squeaking.
Yeah. It's squeaking.
Can I change
you
it?
We'll change it for you. Because that's just, it's just making a squeaky noise. So let's just, there you go. Move that one out of the way. And you can have a non-squeaky chair.
Excellent. Thank you, Jim.
We won't be accompanied by the squeaking for the entire, because that would just be really annoying for a whole like, hour and a quarter. So, you got into this kung fu,
yes.
Which was what you made your sort of career in, really, isn't it?
Became my way of life, becoming way of living, if you like to put it that way.
Yeah.
And as everybody else, I was fascinated by those people. They're looking so good and doing so crazy stuff. So I decided to take that road and to do, as everybody else, guilty. Fighting, self-defense.
So, now, this is an interesting question. Do you see it as a means of self-defense, as a means of fighting, or does it actually perhaps relate to what we were talking about earlier on in the program
mm-hmm.
about a means of keeping fit and keeping supple and just a means of exercise?
Okay, let's take that a little bit backwards in the history. When the Chinese monks they was practicing this art in Shaolin Temple. I can't imagine those people, they wake up in the morning, pray, and then go down at the basement and fight him. Okay, I can't imagine that. But what I can imagine is that they was did for type of exercise in order to keep you mentally and physically fit
uh-huh.
and aware, alive, not to be stupid. As we know, all of us, when we get angry, we become stupid. Control the emotion as much as you can. And, after all, of course, you can defend yourself.
Have you ever used, your form of kung fu?
How many people I have killed? I have used it.
You have used it as a means of self-defense.
I was working in an environment mm-hmm. in the nightclub business.
Right.
And I have used it not to attack people, but stop them, not to hurt other people.
Stay with us. Make yourself comfy. Now
Thank
we've got
you.
Yourself a decent chair. We'll chat between now and around about 5:30 this evening. Lucas is with us. He's my sofa guest. He's from Winosh. And we're talking, amongst other things, about kung fu. My sofa guest this evening. Lucas Castronis.
Castronis. Very close.
It'll be all right. By the time we get to 5:45, I'll be perfect. In fact,
I'll
be speaking Greek.
That's it.
What's hello in Greek?
Yasu.
Yasu.
There.
Yasu. In fact, I remember that when I went to one of the Greek islands.
Oh, yeah.
And I do, now you mention that. Yasu, uh-huh. I remember that. Yeah, it's good. That's good. What's beer?
Bira.
Bira?
No big difference.
Yasu, bira. Yasu, bira. And thank you.
Ευχαριστώ. Ευχαριστώ.
Ευχαριστώ.
Uh-huh.
How do you spell that?
Do you know Greek?
you're here talking about self-defense, but I want to find out a bit more about you.
Okay.
Because you've settled here in
Very
Greece.
Much
you've
made I've got family here as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got children.
Yeah. Do you get back home much?
And grandchild as well.
You haven't got a grandchild.
Yes.
How old are you?
11 months.
How old are you?
Old. I'm not tell you how old I am. I'll tell you how
you
old
look you look about, I mean, you don't look old enough to have grandchildren.
Well, how the old men should they look
you
like?
You see, you're doing martial arts, right? You
yes.
don't expect a grandfather
yes.
to be doing martial arts.
Why?
Because, no. No.
You see, the image is the wrong, is it?
You see, when you're a grandfather, surely. Don't you sit in front of the fire with your slippers on and smoking a pipe and a little rug over your knee?
Well, like I said, I can do that too.
Now, Lucas, just saying, how often do you get back home to Greece?
Well, regular as much as I can. The last time I was there was last summer.
And what
I'm trying to do with compromise with also with the Greek society, to establish another Winston Club at Greece.
Right.
Maybe with some student of mine can go there teaching, or myself eventually. I don't know. And teaching also the Greeks. Something we they don't really know very well that either.
So is martial arts, is it big?
Well, the word martial art, I think, is a little bit confusing there. Because martial, starting from the world of war, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when we're talking about martial art, we have no guns.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I practice in Wing Chun, which is coming from Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. And again, literally translation to the English language, Kung Fu means hard work. You do Kung Fu right now. I do Kung Fu by talking to you.
You call that hard work?
Yes.
Okay, I'll find out more. After the news, we'll find out more about how big martial arts is back home in Greece.
Sure.
Find out more about you and also about the seminar that you're giving in the area this weekend. First of all, Lucas Castrounis is my sofa guest this evening. How did I do on the pronunciation? Is that right?
Very good.
Castrounis.
Very good indeed.
I knew we'd get it. Yasu. If you weren't with us before 5 o'clock, Lucas is originally from Greece. He's made his home here in Reading. He's a grandfather.
Yes.
I can't believe, because you look about, I don't know, 35.
Thank you.
But you're obviously...
I thought I was looking 25.
25, you know. And he's also big in martial arts, which is a type of kung fu that you...
It is kung fu.
Yeah, that we were talking about earlier on. Just listening to the weather forecast today.
Yes.
Right? It's 5 degrees tonight.
Yes.
It's going to be cold, windy, wintry showers, which means sort of sleet.
Yeah.
Do you never think, I want to go home?
No, because the same weather exists right now in Greece.
Is it really?
Yes.
Because, you know, we have this impression, because we go there for our summer holidays, that Greece is sunny and hot and warm all
year
round.
Well, excuse me to interrupt you. Yes, we have a little bit more sun than we got here in England. Mm. That's for sure.
Because you didn't get that suntan
in
Berkshire. how big?
Actually, this is that one is Italia.
That's an Italian suntan.
I went in Italy, and I get it from there.
How big is martial arts and kung fu back home in Greece?
It is always has been big, because remember, even the history, the Greeks, they started in Romans wrestling. So that would refer to martial art, isn't it? Eventually, we becoming corrupted. With this, because a lot of films and imaginations and people fly, all those kind of stuff, but has become very good in different areas, like boxing is very good, wrestling is very good, taekwondo is very good down there, kickboxing, of course, all those kind of stuff. Wing Chun is very low, because Wing Chun...
And that's your particular brand of kung fu, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Has been low because... was practicing by very minority people, which becoming by then people to believe it was a secret techniques.
Uh-huh.
Okay? No such thing exists.
It's not secret.
Of course. If one person knows, then it's a secret.
Yeah. I tell you what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to have a look at some of the stories that have been making the news nationally and locally over the next 5 minutes. Then perhaps when we come back after the travel, you actually teach me to have a go and learn some moves and things?
Yeah, let's play.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Are you reckoning you can teach me something?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay, Lucas, make yourself comfy. Lucas Castrounis is my sofa guest this evening here on BBC Radio Berkshire. Now my sofa guest is here. He's laughing because he knows what's coming up next. Lucas Castrounis is with us. He's from Reading. And this weekend he's giving a seminar on self-defence. It's happening at the Reading Academy in Caversham. And interestingly enough, you've actually decided that you're going to give a special discount for people like nurses. Why have you decided to do that then?
I believe they're working for very low income.
Uh-huh.
And also, they're only interested to learn that, because you can hear every day how valuable they are in their job.
Yeah.
So I believe it's very good for their stress, for their health, as they're looking, of course, other people, people's health, and for their self-defense if necessary.
Right, right. Well, you're going to try and teach me a little bit now. Bear in mind, I've never done anything like this before.
Okay.
So it's
you know something interesting?
Go
you
on.
Better not. I prefer to teach people they've never done anything before.
I've never done anything.
Because they can learn faster. Because the people, they think they know something, they're afraid to delete what they know.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Because they think
they know something.
Okay, right. So where do we start? We're both in a standing up position here.
Okay.
You're looking rather relaxed and I'm feeling rather tense at the moment.
Well, I shouldn't feel tense because I'm on the radio.
Okay. We've got a crowd of people looking through the window.
They're looking here.
I think they're looking for a fight.
Okay.
We'll bring them
shall
in.
Shall we make one?
Yeah. Okay. Right, so what do I need to do then? Talk me through this.
Well, the simple thing is you have to attack me.
I have to attack you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're going to come over the other side of the desk to do that.
You have to attack me. Right. They might as well do something.
Right. Okay, so we're going to attack you.
Yes. But why you attack me? If I'm here in your radio to attack me?
I'm now right in front of you, okay?
Yes.
So what do we do then?
Do a move.
Just
make a move.
Oh dear. Well, just to describe that moment, I went in with a left punch. We'll do it in slow motion.
Oh, please.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. And it got to about a foot from your face, and you came up with your left hand to take my hand down.
Yeah.
And punch me in the cheek.
But you missed the kick.
And kick me in the shin. Thankfully, we stopped before we got to the shin. Okay. So if
is that a very practical system?
Yeah.
You see, you can do that too.
Can I?
Yes.
Right. You try and attack me, right? And I'll try and stop you.
Gentle.
do it slowly.
Yeah.
Right. So that arm. And that.
No.
Okay.
Follow your motion.
You're going to punch me with your right fist.
Yes.
Okay.
You extend your.
Don't try this at home, kids.
You extend your left hand.
Left hand's coming up to knock your
hand
back.
Hand punch me.
The right hand punch me on the chin. Like that. Should we do it quickly?
Yes. I hope you're good in calendar.
Right. So in terms of what we were doing there,
yes.
It all happened ever so quickly. It caught me out.
Yes.
How long did it take you to get that reaction time up to know exactly where to put your hands to knock the attacking hand away and to defend yourself?
I do love that question because everybody asks that question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in order to make that happen, you have to sweat out the technique.
Right.
Okay, and the knowledge, they are easy. Already you know what happened here.
Yeah.
Can you apply?
Can I apply?
Can you?
No.
So you need the understanding, and the understanding becoming of the practicing repetitions.
Right.
Without thinking about hitting, just play.
So, in which case, we're gonna just practice, we're gonna train,
yes.
And we're gonna do this over and over again
yes.
to learn the moves. And
yes.
Things. Right. So, what are the moves? Talk me through the moves, one move at a time. So, as if but I'm going to train.
It's another moves because the whole Italian body is a weapon. Okay.
Right.
Your head's a weapon. Your soul is a weapon. That could be a weapon.
My stomach?
Yes.
Could it?
Yes. Your hands are a weapon. Your knees are a weapon. Your foot's a weapon.
Right.
So the only difference is all those things belong to you,
mm-hmm.
but you are no command of them. And that Wing Chun teaches you first how to command your own body.
Okay.
And then. Teach you how to walk, how you stand, how to feel relaxed, and to react.
And as well as the self-defense side of things,
mm-hmm.
which is obviously you know one of the reasons you're doing this, you said it makes you...
No. Sorry. Not only for the one reason, for self-defense. This self-defense is the catch.
But it does also for other things, doesn't it? It makes you feel better.
Absolutely.
You know, it keeps you fit, keeps
yes.
you healthy,
yes.
keeps your brain active.
Yes. Make you hear better. Make you hear better.
Really?
Yes. See better.
Pardon?
See better.
Okay. Take yourself a seat down there.
Thank you.
Go and sit down, and we'll catch up with traffic and travel news in just a moment. I'm going to walk around to the other side of. As I said, don't try this at home, all right? Because obviously I've got an expert in the studio, and there were rather a lot of worried people looking through the window, but. But we're right. We're okay. My chin hurts a little bit, but it's all right. Okay.
No, I didn't.
We were talking about the boxing just now with Lennox Lewis giving up. Where do you see
mm-hmm.
things like Kung Fu, which
yes.
you're talking about,
yes.
Alongside boxing? Is there any similarity, any match?
Okay. Yes, the Wing Chun has a lot of similarities with the boxing. Okay. The difference is boxing is a very good, but is becoming a sport.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you see people how much money they make, and there are a lot of people that don't make money at all, actually, in boxing, but we don't see those people. But as I heard earlier, Louis is retired at age 38. Okay, I'm 46, I'm not retired.
And a grandfather.
Yes.
Is that amazing?
That's the difference between a sport and doing...
Doing it as a leisure.
Yes.
So anyone of any age could learn this?
Of course. I do have students aged from 15 years old, and my oldest one is 50.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So I've still got some time to practice.
Absolutely.
Super. Stay with us. We'll come back and talk some more on the other side of the travel, the news, sport and weather, which is next. Now, my sofa guest this evening has been Lucas Castronis. I'm so glad I got the pronunciation.
Yes, you do very, very well.
Now. I think I could almost settle in Greece. Yasu?
Definitely.
Yasu is good, yes. Yeah? Yasu beer is good, yeah.
That's all you need.
That's all we need. That's all we need. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for teaching me a little bit about your particular brand of Kung Fu. As we said, you've got this seminar, which is this weekend. It's happening at the Reading Academy. On Sunday, yeah. Still got time for people to come along?
Absolutely, yeah. But they have to make their decision faster, because by Sunday is only what day ahead here. So
give you a call on the number, which I'll give out a bit later on. You've also got a website, which tells you all you need to know about Wing Chun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the web address is?
www.teamwingchun.co.uk.
And that's spelled team as in team, and then wing, W-I-N-G, chun, C-H-U-N. All one word.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you again, hopefully, no doubt. And
I hope you come down on Sunday.
Yeah, you never know. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Good to have you with us this evening.
Thank you.